Okay, so today we're going to start the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. The second bracha is called the bracha of Gvurois. This is the Braisa in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amaveis, gives names to all of the brachas. The first one is Brichas Avos, and the second one is the bracha of Gvurois. Gvurois is the bracha that talks all about Hashem's strength and might, and how He displays it. There are many different pratim that we're going to mention here that Hashem does, and in general we mention that Hashem is the Baal Gvurois, the master of all mighty things. So right away the bracha starts, Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem. You Hashem are Gibar, are strong forever. The Tur points out in Simen Kuf Yud Dalet that the bracha doesn't start with the word Baruch like many brachas, because it's a bracha Asmucha L'chavrata, which means that it's close to the previous bracha. We just ended Baruch Ata Hashem again Avraham. So even though the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei starts with Baruch, the second bracha as a bracha Asmucha L'chavrata starts with Ata Gibar without an introduction of Baruch. So now what does it mean Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem? You Hashem are strong forever. This, the Mefarshim say, is to contrast the Gvura of Hashem to the Gvura of Basar Vadam. You have a strong person as well, but unlike a Basar Vadam, first of all, Hashem's Gvura is forever. A person's strength is only as long as he lives. And in addition to that, as we know, as a person gets older and older, past a certain stage, he gets weaker and weaker. He builds to a point of his peak strength, and then he becomes an old man. By Hashem, it's never like that. Just like before Hashem created the world, until after Tchias HaMesim, the Gvura of Hashem is strong forever. The Mabit has a sefer called Beis Elokim. It's basically a Musar sefer, a sefer of a lot of interesting inyanim and machshava. And the Mabit, the sefer Beis Elokim, points this out. He says that the Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem is referring to the contrast between the Gvura of Hashem and the Gvura of Basar Vadam, that a person gets weaker as life goes on past a certain stage, whereas by Hashem the Gvura is forever. That's the Mabit in Sefer Beis Elokim in the Shar HaYesoidus Perek Nun Dalet. That's the Maror Makom. But Al Kapanim, that's the way the Mabit explains it. That's a nice pshat in the stressing of Ata Gibar La'olam, that you are a Gibar forever. Okay, so then we say, Mechaye Meisim Ata, you are the one who brings life to the dead people. You are the one who is Mechaye Meisim. We say, Rav Lo Hishia is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that Hashem is Rav Lo Hishia. The pasuk is in Yeshaya, beginning of Perak Samach Gimel. And it says there that Hashem is Rav Lo Hishia. What does Rav Lo Hishia mean? Mefarshim explained that it means Marbe Lo Hishia. Hashem does a lot of saving. Marbe Lo Hishia, Rav Lo Hishia. Hashem does great salvations. So that's what we're stressing over here, that in the Gvura of Hashem, that Atoki Bar Le'olam, the Gvura is forever. The height of that Gvura, the biggest display of that Gvura is Mechayim Esim Ata, that you are Mechayim Esim. Rav Lo Hishia, and you always are able to do great Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael. Now, in the winter we add Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshem. What's Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshem? Mashiv HaRuach means Hashem makes the wind blow. Mashiv HaRuach, to make the wind, the Ruach blow. U'mayrid HaGeshem, and He makes the rain fall down. So before we explain exactly the significance of what we're saying here, first let's get to just how you read this. It's a big shaila. In many different siddurim, you might have seen different things, or different chazanim say it different way. Is it Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGeshem? Or is it Mashiv HaRuach U'mayrid HaGoshem? Many of the siddurim say HaGoshem, the art school siddur, and some other siddurim say HaGeshem. What's going on? So the basic background is like this. There's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe is in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simen Mem. Orach Chaim, the fourth Chelek of Orach Chaim, Simen Mem. There's a bunch of different small pieces there. In the Ois Tesvav, he says like this. Someone asked him, should you say Mayur HaGeshem or Mayur HaGoshem? And Rav Moshe answers him that you should say Mayur HaGoshem. Why Goshem? The word of rain is Geshem. In Hebrew, the word is Geshem. So he says, because the rule is, in the Pasuk in Chumash, it's actually in Gemara Nedarim, that when you end the Pasuk, so you end the segel, the sound, when you stress the word, becomes an ah. Let's say the Gemara says in Nedarim, it comes from the Gemara Nedarim, the Flamed Zayin, I believe, that it says that Mikra Seifrim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and the Gemara's example is Eretz, Aretz, right? So the Rishayim say, the Ran and the Rush, that what does it mean, Eretz, Aretz? That when you have the word Eretz, which means land, at the end of the Pasuk, it becomes Aretz. not only at the end of the pasuk, but the Rishayim say that you find the same by an esnachta, which is the separation between the two parts of the pasuk. So also the word Eretz would become Eretz, Shamayim would become Shamayim. That's the halacha of Moshe Misina, that's the way we have to make the nekudot. So if that's the case, Rav Moshe says over here also, it's a saif inyan. It's not a pasuk and chumash, but the inyan is that Hashem makes the wind blow and the rain fall. The end of that inyan is with the word Hagashem. So you treat it like the end of a pasuk, or surely like an esnachta. So it says, "Mashav ruach umayrid hagashem." That's how Rav Moshe Paskin. That's how Rav Moshe used to say it. So that's his psak. However, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, contemporary of Rav Moshe, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, "Mashav ruach umayrid hagashem." And he actually has a very fascinating shtickle in his sefer on Chumash, Emes LiYaakov. It's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's sefer, Emes LiYaakov, in Parshas Bereishis. It's in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Tes. He has a whole arichas about our bracha, and he says there, he discusses b'toich advarim, whether you're supposed to say hageshem or hagashem, in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes, the Emes LiYaakov, he says you're supposed to say hageshem. Because he says it's taka not a saif inyan. It's not the end of an inyan. What's going on in this bracha? And this bracha is the bracha of all the gvurais of Hashem. We start with a general term, ata gibar la'olam Hashem. You are so strong forever. And then we say the prime example of that, Machayim Esim Atav, you make Tchias HaMesim, Rav Lo Yishia, you do all great Yeshuas. These are all basically general in Yanim, besides Machayim Esim, which is the classic example of the Gvuras. From this point and on, now we start mentioning specific things that Hashem does. Mashav Aruach Umayir Hageshem, Machal Kochayim Bechesed, Machayim Esim, Berachamim Rabim, Samech Neiflam, Refei Chazim. All specific examples, we'll get to each one to explain what it means. Of the displaying of Hashem's Gvura. So now really starts like the next part of this bracha, and we're starting to say all specific things. So it's not the end of a pasuk. He said, if I would put trup on this pasuk, if I would make this bracha as if it was a pasuk, by Hageshem, I wouldn't have a saif pasuk. I wouldn't even have an esnachta. It's not a break in the pasuk. He said, I would have some sort of trup that's like a mafsik, a little bit like a comma. Mashav aruach, umayir hageshem, mechal kachayim b'chesed. But take, for example, the next words. We say mechal kachayim b'chesed, right? We don't say mechal kachayim b'chesed, even though that's an idea on its own, because it's all a continuation. It's really, right, that's a great raya, mechal kachayim b'chesed. We don't say b'chesed. So it's not considered an end of a pasuk. So the same thing over here, Mashav Ruach Umayir Hageshem, he says to say Hageshem. And if you look around in the old Svarim, the Svarim of the Baal HaTanya, that's the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, and some other old Siddurim, a lot of the old Siddurim Taka say Hageshem. That, it seems, is the day of many of the early Neschois. And I guess you could say safely over here that however you do it, Yesh Al Milismoich, because Rav Moshe says to say Hageshem, and Rabbi Yankov and others say to say Hageshem. Lamaisa, if it means anything to you, I say Hageshem, the art scroll in all their various Siddurim, whether they have English in it or not, always their Messiah is to do Hageshem, I assume based on Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. But that's the basic background, just so you should know like what the Shaila is. It's actually the sources in that Gemara and Adarim, whether a Saif Pasuk gets Eretz becomes Eretz. Question is, if you treat Mashav Ruach Umayir Hageshem as Hageshem, as a Saif Inyan, or you treat it as Mayir Hageshem, because it's all in the middle of this long bracha. Yeah, Rav Moshe learns it that Mashav Ruach Umayir Hageshem is its own inyan, so its own mention. So he looked at it as if it was like a saif pasuk. It's very interesting that Rabbi Yankov says a very interesting point. He makes a suggestion that says it's quite possible that the mistake of the world that they say Hageshem, in his eyes, that's a mistake. He says that it could be, it comes from on Shmini Atzeres, which is in the beginning when we say Mashav Ruach for the first time, there's a piyut that the Chazan says when he says Geshem, and he says, Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu Mashav Ruach Umayir Hageshem. And the end of the piyut is with that word Hageshem, and that's why he's supposed to say Hageshem, because for him that's the end of the sentence. So over there he's supposed to say Hageshem. So if the Chazan says Hageshem and everyone is coming based on that, so it could be that's how everyone thought that he's supposed to say Hageshem. But when we say it in the Tefillah, we really should say Hageshem according to Rabbi Yaakov. He says also the Chazan, the Gabbai, when he announced, he's supposed to take Achraza on Shmini Atzeres and say, everyone should say Mashav Aruach Umayir Hageshem. So he says also for the Gabbai, the end of his sentence is Hageshem. So he should say Hageshem. That to me is a big chiddush, because he's probably just announcing what you should say. And if you're saying it in the middle of the sentence, so he should say Hageshem. But okay, but leaving that nekuda out, but his point that the Chazan says Sha'atu Hashem Elokeinu Mashav Ruach Umayir Hageshem, that's an interesting point, that could be the source of why people started saying Hageshem, if the original Nusach was really Geshem. That could be where it got a little mixed up. Okay, yeah.
Why
Yeah, okay, any time that it's the end of an idea, the end of a pasuk, if you would make a trap, it would be the end of a pasuk, or an esnachtas, it would be called agashim. The machlokes is over here, the way we say in Shmanase, which is the proper way. Okay, continuing on, so what lamaisa are we saying? When we say, Masha Baruch, Umayr Hageshem, we're saying that Hashem is the one who brings rain. It's important to chap that we're not asking Hashem for rain over here. We ask Hashem for rain later in Shemoneh Esrei. V'sein tal u'mata levracha, Hashem should give rain. Over here in Masechta Tainis, this is called hazkara, a mention of rain. It's not called she'ela, it's not asking for rain. It's hazkara for rain. We mention that Hashem gives us rain. Now, the Gemara says that you only mention it in the season of rain, right? You mention it in the winter, because the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says, hazkara nami, mentioning of rain also, is ritzui she'elo. Which basically means that it helps set the stage for asking Hashem. We ask Hashem for rain when we really want rain. In Eretz Yisrael, it starts the seventh day of Cheshvan. In America, it's, say, December 4th or 5th. We ask Hashem for rain then. But even beforehand, already when the season starts, if by Shmini Atzeres, we start praising Hashem that He's the one who brings the rain, this is to, so to speak, set the stage for the Bakasha that's going to come. And every day we say Masha Baruch in the beginning of Shmini Atzeres to be Ma'ari that, to thank Hashem and to mention that Hashem is the one who does that, and to set the stage for the Bakasha of it, which is later on. So why don't we say it all year round? So there's a shaila about that in the Gemara, but that the Gemara says that we only mention it in its time, but Oynasa, you only mention
the part we're
right, the part that we're asking, we want it when we want it to fall. But Shmini Atzeres, we don't yet want it to fall. It says the people who are going to be Oyla Regal still have to travel back after Sukkot, so we don't start asking right away then. But I guess to set the stage, it takes a little bit of time to many different praisings of Hashem to start the Shmoneh Esrei already, Shmini Atzeres time, in the beginning of the winter season, in order to ask it properly in the right time on the seventh day of Cheshvan. Al-Kopanim, one thing we have to keep in mind when we say Masha Baruch Umayr Hageshem is that this is not just a question of the temperature outside and we ask Hashem for rain, that it should be raining. Rain represents, when Chazal talk about rain, you'll see it throughout Masechta Tainis, rain represents life for people, represents Parnasa. In those days, everyone was a farmer, and if it rained, you had Parnasa. If not, you had a famine. The whole Masechta Tainis talks about stories of the people that had to be Geyser Tainis and Tshuva and Tefillah in order to bring the rain. The rain is something which represents life itself. And Adarabba, the reason why we have a mention of rain in this bracha, the Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin says, because it's Shkula Ketchias HaMesim. Rain is just like Tchias HaMesim, just like Hashem shows Gvura in bringing alive people who were dead for hundreds of years. The same thing, Hashem shows a Gvura in bringing rain. The Gemara brings Psukim, that rain is also attributed to Gvura. But it's Mamash Shkula Ketchias HaMesim, it's like the same thing, it brings life and Parnasa to everybody. The fact that rain is called Gvurais, by the way, rain fits into this bracha, because rain is also called Gvurais. It's called Gvurais Geshamim. There's a nice piece of the Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Aderes Elio in Parshas V'zois HaBracha, where he says that rain is called Gvurais because every other thing in the system has a set cycle. The sun comes up every morning. The moon comes out every night. At the end of the month, it goes down. In the middle of the month, it comes full. Everything has a set cycle. Rain is something that can never be predicted too far in advance. And we don't know. There's no set cycle about rain. Right? It could rain 14 days in a row. You could have 2 months without rain. It's all up to Hashem. That is a display of Gvurais. Gvurais is where we see Hashem's Gvura, whatever Hashem wants, whenever Hashem wants to send rain, or in this country yes, in this country not, or in these months He's not going to send rain. Everything is the Gvurais of Hashem. And that's why rain is called Gvurais. There's nothing in the Bria that triggers it off in a natural way. And he says that's why it's Shkula Ketchias HaMesim. It's also against the Teva. There's no Teva that now Tchias HaMesim should come. It's something that's so against nature. Same thing by rain. There's no set thing that brings rain. Hashem decides to bring the clouds and the rain the way it's brought about in the Bria. By the way, what is the natural thing in the Bria that brings rain? The sun comes every day. The moon comes at night. What brings rain? The Gaon says there is nothing that Hashem brings it through the clouds. But what causes there to be rain in the Bria? So I heard once in the name of the Briska Rav, said that the natural thing in the Bria that brings rain is Tefillah. The way Hashem set it up in the Bria, what brings rain is Tefillah. That he says in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, right? For Adam Ayin Lavo Adama, there was no person around. Rashi says what happened? There was no rain because no person was there. Adam came, davened for rain, and then brought rain. So you see that the way Hashem established it in the Bria is that rain comes through tefillah. I think you could see this in a Beferish Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Eoyv, it's talking all about rains, and it says there in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Pasuk says in Eoyv, Vayetzav Oleha B'mafkia, that Hashem commands the rain to come down, b'mafgia, which means when somebody davens. That's what Rashi explains it. B'mafgia, that means Hashem commands rain to come down when there's tefillah. So tefillah helps everything in the world, but specifically with rain, there is no set cycle of the rain. What brings rain is tefillah, and that's probably why in Masechta Tainis there's so much about the tefillahs for rain and the fasting that they did for it, because that is really our koyach to bring the rain. Al kapanim, the rain is an expression of Hashem's gvura, and that's why in the winter months we throw in over here mashiv aruach umayrid hageshem or hagashem. Okay, now we continue on to the bracha that we say even not in the winter months. Mechalkel chayim bechesed. What does that mean? Mechalkel chayim bechesed. That Hashem sustains the living. Mechalkel chayim bechesed, with kindness. Mechaye meisim berachamim rabim. Hashem is mechaye meisim, with great mercy. So these are all things, great gvuras that Hashem does, that He sustains the living people, and He does it with chesed, and He's mechaye meisim out of mercy, berachamim rabim. We'll see soon a little more about this in mechaye meisim. There's a few mentions here of mechaye meisim. We'll have to see what each one represents. But mechaye meisim berachamim rabim. Then comes soimech noiflim, which means what? That Hashem supports the people who have fallen. V'roifei cholim, Hashem cures the people who are sick. U'matir asurim, and Hashem releases the people who are tied up. But kitzur, these three mentions over here, Samech Neflim, Roifei cholim, U'matir asurim, is saying that those people who seem helpless and feel hopeless and they have no way out, that they're fallen people or sick people or people that are tied up, Hashem is Rav Lo Hashia, Hashem is the one who comes to save them. He releases them and relieves their tzara. That's these things. Each one, Hashem is displaying His gvura. The person feels so helpless, no one could help cure his sickness, or no one could help bring him up, support him when he's fallen down, or release him when he's tied up, in whatever situation he is, and Hashem is the one who's able to do that. Then we say, U'mekayim emunasoi lishenei afar, which means that Hashem is mekayim emunasoi, He maintains His faith, which means that He keeps His promise, lishenei afar, to those who are sleeping in the dust. What is that referring to? People are sleeping in the dust, referring again to tchias ha-meisim. People are sleeping in the dust peacefully, are those who are dead, and Hashem is mekayim emunasoi, He's going to be mekayim emeisim. The lashon lishenei afar, sleeping in the dust, is based on a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Beis, where the pasuk says, V'rabim miyishenei admas ofer yakitsu. Again, V'rabim, and many miyishenei admas ofer, from the people who are sleeping in the dust, yakitsu, will get up by tchias ha-meisim. So we say also here, Hashem is mekayim emunasoi, tchias ha-meisim liyishenei ofer, based on that pasuk. It is very interesting to note, though, we're not going to get into it by arichus, but the lashon of the pasuk is V'rabim. Many people, but not everyone. Rav Sadia Goin has a whole arichus about tchias ha-meisim, what's going to happen and what's not going to happen, and he has a sefer called Emunos V'Deos, which was a textbook for many of the Rishonim. The Rishonim followed what Rav Sadia Goin said in this sefer, Emunos V'Deos, many different interesting, fascinating topics. So in Perek Zayin of Emunos V'Deos, Rav Sadia Goin says, based on this pasuk, Rabim miyishenei ad masofri akitsu, but not everyone. Only tzaddikim will get up at tchias ha-meisim. Big shaila, tchias ha-meisim, is, are all of us going to come back? Maybe all of us are tzaddikim. But is everyone going to come back? Or is it only if you deserved it in this world, are you going to come back at tchias ha-meisim? So Rav Sadia Goin says that the pasuk is hinting to us, for rabbi me and sheni offer, many people will come back. Tzaddikim will come back, but not the rishonim. Because the pasuk says v'rabim, it doesn't just say the people who are sleeping. The pasuk in Daniel, right? We say here mekayim emunasoi lishenei afar. I just said the word lishenei afar is based on that pasuk. But once we have that pasuk in hand, it's an interesting idea that Rav Sadia Goin says only the tzaddikim. There are rishonim who argue on that, but the Rambam goes along with this in the last parak of Sanhedrin. It's called Chelak. So the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis, in the beginning of that parak, also says that tchias ha-meisim is only with tzaddikim. It's kemat a mafurish gemara. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, says that rain, in a certain sense, is better than tchias ha-meisim. Rain comes for everybody, bein l'rishon, bein l'tzadikim. And tchias ha-meisim Ilu tchias hameisim la tzadikim. Tchias hameisim is only for tzadikim. So it seems from the Gemara and Tainus Daf Zayin as well that tchias hameisim is for tzadikim and not for Rishab. But Akaparim, we don't make mention of that in this bracha. We just say mekayem emunasai li sheinei ofar. Okay, then we add Micha Moicha Baal Gevurois, who is like you, Baal Gevurois, the master of all mighty actions. Umi doim Allah, who could be compared to you? Same type of proclamation that no one could be compared to you. You're such a the master of all mighty things. Melech Meimis Umchaya, again mentioning Tchias HaMeisim. First of all, Hashem is the one who brings death, and then Umchaya, he's the one who restores life again by Tchias HaMeisim. Umatzmiach Yeshua. Matzmiach means to make grow, to make sprout forth. So Hashem is Matzmiach Yeshua. He makes Yeshua, salvation, grow and sprout forth. The Yeshua of Asad Lavai, bringing Mashiach, and any Yeshua, daily Yeshua that Hashem does, that is Matzmiach Yeshua. And sometimes a person is in a situation where he feels that the Yeshua is very far off. A person is sick, a person has a problem with Parnasa, a person has a problem with the Shidduch or having children, and it seems like, how is the Yeshua going to come? But as we know, Yeshua is Hashem keheref ayin. It's like the blink of an eye. So when you say every day, Umatzmiach Yeshua, you should have in mind that no matter what situation I'm in or somebody I care about is in, but Hashem is Matzmiach Yeshua. He can make the Yeshua sprout forth and bring the Yeshua keheref ayin. Then the bracha ends, V'ne'eman atah l'hacha yois meisim. Now, V'ne'eman, ne'eman could mean to believe, but in this case over here, the Mefarshim explained, the Mabit, in the same place in Beis Elikim that we mentioned, explains this, that V'ne'eman doesn't mean here you are believed. Sounds a little not strong enough, right? You're believed, like people say about you, that you're mechaya meisim. That's not what we're saying here. We're saying V'ne'eman atah, you are trustworthy. You are faithful, that you are trustworthy to be mechaya meisim. And the Mabit explains, because we've seen already cases of Tchias HaMeisim, cases with Eliyahu HaNavi being Mechayi, a child, and Elisha, Eliyahu's Talmud, and Yechezkel. There are cases where through a Navi, Hashem was Mamish Mechayi Meisim. So V'ne'eman atah, you are trustworthy to be Mechayi all the Meisim, or at least all the Tzadikim. We say to Hashem that we already experienced it in this world, an aspect of Tchias HaMeisim in a certain specific way, and therefore V'ne'eman atah, you are trustworthy to us. It's not just like a belief that we have, but it's something that we saw b'chush, and therefore we could feel it a little more. V'ne'eman atah l'hachayos meisim. This is in future tense, to do the tchias hameisim of la'asid lavoy. That's v'ne'eman atah l'hachayos meisim. The bracha ends, Baruch atah Hashem, which we explained last time, which means that you, Hashem, are the source of all bracha. Mechayei hameisim, you're the one who brings tchias hameisim. Now, if you listened carefully in the bracha, you noticed here that we said tchias hameisim a number of times, right? I mean, we're talking about Hashem's Gvura, and that's the greatest display of Hashem's Gvura, to take people who are dead and bring them back to life. But it's interesting that we mention it four times, right away in the beginning. Atogi brother, Olam Hashem, what's our example? Mechayei meisim at, you are Mechayei meisim. Mashav haruach, mechal kachayim bechazer, Mechayei meisim berachamim rabim. The second time. You are Mechayei meisim with great mercy. First of all, what does that mean, with great mercy? The dead people are suffering and you have mercy on them, that you bring Tchias HaMeisim. But HaKabana, we mention Tchias HaMeisim a second time. Then comes afterwards, we say, Melech Meimis U'Mechaya. You kill people and then you bring them back to life. That's again Tchias HaMeisim a third time. And then right before the end of the bracha, V'nem Anatol V'Achiyos Meisim. So what's going on? Four mentions. It seems a little extra that we have to say it four times. But Pashtus, the bracha is just reiterating the greatest gvura. We say it a bunch of times. But I saw a piece of the Ritva, an incredible piece of the Ritva in the beginning of Masechta Tainus. If it wasn't a Rishon, I don't know if I would say it over. But the Ritva in Tainus, that Beis Amaral says like this. The four mentions of Tchias HaMeisim here are actually referring to four different aspects of the gvurais of Hashem. And he says like this. The first one that we say is next to Geshem, right? We say, Mechayei meisim atah, Rav lo yishia, Masha v'roch u'mayra Geshem. That Mechayei meisim does not mean literally bringing dead people back to life. That means, Shemechayei b'nei Adam al yidei ha-geshamim. Hashem brings rain, and that brings life to people. Shemechim b'hem ezoinei seyim. Now they're able to have food, and they're able to have parnasa. So when we say in the beginning of the bracha, Mechayei meisim atah, that really just means that Hashem protects us from dying. Hashem brings people who would die out of starvation, don't have parnasa, and Hashem is mechayei them, he brings them to life. But that's not referring to the tchias hameisim that we think about, la'asid lavoy. So according to the Ritva, you should have this in mind. Mechayei meisim atah, that you bring life to all the people that would be dead without you. Rav lo yishia, masha v'roch ma'an ha-geshem, by bringing them the rain, then you are mechayei meisim in that aspect. That's the first way we say it according to the Ritva. The second thing we say it is near Saimeich Noiflim, right? We say Mechayim Eisim Berachamim Rabim Saimeich Noiflim. What's that referring to? Says the Ritva that that's talking about a situation where somebody is near an experience of death. Say someone's in a car accident. And Imamish, he could have died. And Hashem saves him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Marich Yimeyim. Hashem gives a person long life. Person Nebuch has a machla, the doctor gives him a month, and then he ends up living a long time. Hashem saves a person from death. That's Mechayim Esim's near Soymeich Noiflim. Mechayim Esim Berachamim Rabim, Hashem saves a person from death, Soymeich Noiflim, he supports those who have fallen. It's all that topic. I think Lafizet is a little more meduik, the Berachamim Rabim. We asked before, what Hashem's Mechayim Esim with Rachmanas, where the dead people are dead, they don't have problems. But according to this, what it means is with great Rachmanas, Hashem is Mechayim Esim, Hashem makes the people who are about to die saved, and he prolongs their life. That's the second Chias HaMeisim. Again, the first one is just supporting us, giving us Geshem, and giving us things that we need to sustain our life. And the second thing is, Mechayim Eisim Berachamim Rabim, that he saves us from death in an experience that would normally bring death, B'darach HaTeva, Hashem gives us long life. The third thing, when we say, Melech Meimisu Mechayet, present tense, Hashem puts people to death and brings them back to life, he says that's talking about people in this world who died, and Hashem brought them back to life. Like the examples we mentioned before, through Eliyahu HaNavi, and Elisha, and Yechezkel, there are times in this world, not the future Tchias HaMeisim that's going to happen to everybody, but Melech Meimisu Mechayet, Hashem kills people, and he has brought them back to life. In other words, Hashem, we have seen already a display of that Tchias HaMeisim. Only at the very end of the bracha, now suddenly we turn to the future tense. You are trustworthy to be mechayi all the mesim, or all the tzaddikim at least, as we said before, in the future tense. That's Baruch Atah Hashem, mechayi ha-mesim is probably the chasima of the entire bracha. Really four aspects. What we think the whole time as we were reading it, we thought that the whole thing is talking about tchias ha-mesim. That's really the final mention of it in the future tense. That you are trustworthy to be Mechayim Meisim in the future. But the first three mentions of Tchias HaMeisim here are other aspects that are related to the same Gvura of Tchias HaMeisim. Hashem giving us sustenance and parnasa, Hashem saving us from dying, and Hashem being Mechayim Meisim in a specific level here on this world. Yeah. Oh, that's a very good point. It says in the Gemara that sleep is a 60th of death, and therefore it could be the aspect of Tchias HaMeisim that we mention here might be just referring to waking us up in the morning. That lets us go to sleep. Yeah, it's a very nice pshat. I didn't see it here in the Mefarshim. By a Lekai Neshama, way back in the beginning, a lot of the Mefarshim explained that. It says Hashem is Machazir Neshama, is Lefkarim Meisim. Hashem returns Neshama to dead bodies. There's a whole machlokes over there in the Rishonim how to touch that up. If that means that Hashem is going to do Tchias HaMeisim, or if it means that Hashem woke us up in the morning, which can be called 1/60th of Tchias HaMeisim, if sleeping is 1/60th of death. So it's a good machshava, but over here, the Mefarshim explained that it's referring to Tchias HaMeisim Mamish, or Lefidus Ritva, all these other aspects of it. In Matras. Matrasum just means releasing those who are tied up. Okay, so now just one last thing in conclusion is like this. The tour in Simen Kuf Yud Dalid says like this. Again, we started before with the Torah in Simen Kuf Yud Dalid that he says that the bracha is a smucha lechavrta. The Torah, when he discusses this bracha, says a very interesting point. That this bracha is based on the four things that it says in the Gemara in the beginning of Tainis. It says that there are four things that Hashem has the key to. Hashem has a mafteach, and he doesn't give it to any shliach, he doesn't give it to anybody else. There are four things that he has the key to. And the Torah says that those four things are, the Gemara says it, the Gemara says that it's matar, which is gshamim, rain. Hashem has the keys to the rain, as we said before, that is gvurais. Hashem decides when it's going to rain. The second thing is parnasa. Hashem gives us parnasa. And that the Gemara says there, there was one man d'amar who didn't count this, because parnasa is included in matar. But there's another man d'amar that says that the parnasa is a separate one, so the Torah goes with that. Matar and parnasa. The third one is tchias ha-meisim. The key of doing tchias ha-meisim is only in Hashem's hand, doesn't give it to a shliach, whatever that means. And the fourth one is chaya. Chaya means childbirth. Hashem letting the person have a baby. That's not in anybody's hands. Hashem is the one who controls whether a person will conceive and have a child. So these four things, rain, parnasa, tchias ha-meisim, and childbirth, these are the four things that Hashem has the mafteach for, Hashem has the key, and the Torah says that you could remember it with the Rashi Tevis of mafteach, which means key. The mem is matar, the pei is parnasa, the tav is tchias ha-meisim, and the ches is chaya. Chaya is childbirth. So Matar, Parnasa, Tchias HaMeisim and Chaya, the Torah, don't forget, was the same person as the Baal HaTurim. So he has the ability to make these Ramazim. But the word Mafteach is the remez of the four things that Hashem has a key to, and he doesn't give it out. And that's when we discuss the Gvurites, we're in essence discussing the things that Hashem is so strong with, and he's strong forever, and he doesn't give it out. These are things that are totally in the hands of Hashem. And if you look in the Bracha, Yitaka have a mention of these things, that it says, Lagabi Matar, the rain, we know that's in Mashav Aruach Umar Hageshem, Hashem brings the rain. Parnasa, that Hashem sustains us, that's Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed, Hashem sustains the living people, Bechesed. Tchias HaMeisim, of course, we mentioned it a bunch of times, even according to the Ritva, at least one of them means real Tchias HaMeisim. V'neman Atol HaChayos Meisim, so that's the Tchias HaMeisim. Now here comes the fourth one is childbirth, Chaya. That, the Torah says that bracha is based on these four things. L'chayr, there's no open mention of giving birth to children over here. So the Prisha, who's on the bottom of the Torah, says a nice point. He says that maybe that's included in, that's hinted in the words Matir Asurim. Matir Asurim means that Hashem releases those who are bound, those who are confined and tied up. So he says, really, when a woman gives birth, there are two people who are confined. The woman herself is confined in the pains of the labor and the childbirth, and the child himself is imprisoned in the womb of the mother. So you have the mother and the child who are in a certain sense imprisoned over here, and then Hashem makes a nes and gives a healthy child and a healthy mother. So there's Matir Asurim, Hashem released those who were tied up. So in Matir Asurim, which we obviously refer to also, the Pashat of Matir Asurim, Hashem releases those who are tied up in all aspects, but we also have a mention there, a remez at least, to the aspect of giving birth to children, because that's Matir Asurim, releasing those who are tied up. He says an interesting thing, the Prisha, that could be why we say by a bris milah, we say the pasuk, everyone says it out loud, Hoidu Hashem ki toiv ki lo olam chasdoi. We thank Hashem. What are we thanking Hashem for? Not just the opportunity to do a mitzvah called bris milah. We're thanking Hashem because it says in the Gemara and Brachas, Tafnun Dalid, four people are tzrichim lahoidos. Right? The four people that bench Gaimel, it's based on that. The four people have to do a haidah to bring a carbon toiv in the times of Beis HaMikdash. One of those people is someone who was locked up in Beis HaAsurim. He was in jail and he was let out. So over here, if the woman and the child were, so to speak, matir asurim, right? We were matir, they're asurim, they were tied up, and Hashem released them from the pains of labor and from the imprisonment of being in the mother's womb. So if that's the case, they're tzrichim lahaydus. So for that, we're mighty them, and we say, Hoidu Hashem kitayiv kilei lam chastaya tibris. That's what the Prisha says. But okay, that's the content here of the bracha. Let's just chaz it quickly so we could get exactly what we're supposed to have in mind. The bracha one more time. Ata gibar le'olam Hashem, you Hashem are gibar forever, not like the basar v'dam, who is kayach diminishes as life goes on. Hashem is gibar forever. Mechayim eisim ata, which means according to the Ritva, that you give us life through rain. Rav lo ishiya, you do great salvations. Mashav aruach u'mayrid hageshem or hagoshem, that Hashem brings the wind and is mayrid the rain. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed, Hashem sustains us b'chesed, the living people b'chesed. Mechayim eisim b'rachmim rabim, with great rachmanus, as the Ritva says, Hashem saves us from death experiences and prolongs our life. Sameich noflim, v'rafei cholim, u'matir asurim. Matir asurim is not just anybody who's tied up, but specifically having in mind people who need children. A person that has someone who wants to daven for, a family member or a friend who needs children, it's probably a good place to have it in mind when we say u'matir asurim, because according to the Prisha, matir asurim is talking about the gvur that Hashem is the one who decides who's going to have children and when. U'matir asurim, Hashem releases those who are tied up. U'mekayem emunasoy lishenei afar, to at least the rabbi mishenei afar, to the people who are tzaddikim and possibly to everybody. Micha moicha ba'al gvurois u'midoy melach, who is like you, who could be compared to you? Melech meimisu mechayeh, the cases of tchias hameisim that we've seen already in this world. U'matzmiach yeshua, Hashem makes the salvation sprout forth. V'ne'mon atal lachiyos meisim, you are trustworthy to do the ultimate tchias hameisim. Lovely to everybody. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim. Okay, so we'll stop here with this bracha today.